when you get a wish, I think people often think, oh, you just get this wish and then let the kid go on the wish and they forget about it. But Make-A-Wish really does so much more to make that wish so much special, like so special. And it really just makes you feel, yeah, like you are that very important person getting the VIP treatment. And after just spending so long in the hospital, it's really nice to kind of let go and let yourself feel pampered and feel special.
Welcome to the World of Wishes podcast. I'm your host, Make-A-Wish Southern Florida's Chief Operating Officer, Richard Kelly. In this podcast, we dive into the inspiring stories behind wishes coming true and the incredible impact of Make-A-Wish. Today, we're honored to be joined by a young woman who knows firsthand the power of a wish fulfilled. Maya Diaz's journey began with a dream to sail the Mediterranean seas, and now she's turned her love of travel into a thriving career. Not only has Maya explored the world, but she's also giving back, helping to make more wishes come true for others. Get ready to hear her uplifting story of adventure, passion, and paying it forward. Hello, Maya. It's great to have you on the World of Wishes.
Hi, I'm super happy to be here.
Let's talk about your medical journey for a second. You have a disease or a condition that you've been dealing with for the better part of your entire life. Actually, you're dealing with it at birth. So can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of what you have been dealing with and what you're still dealing with?
Yeah, so I was born with a chronic illness. Had my first surgery the day I was born, and then had a lot of surgeries after that just due to complications. And then when I was 14, I was also diagnosed with Crohn's disease, so another chronic illness. And so I spent the better part of my childhood in and out of the hospital looking for doctors to help me. We traveled all the way to Ohio, to Boston, just in search of, yeah, doctors that could figure out how best to help me. And yeah, like I said, it is a chronic illness, so it's still something that I deal with. You don't really get to take a day off from having a chronic illness. But we have good days and we have bad days. And so I try to rest on the bad days and, give myself some grace, and really just be grateful on the good days for everything that my body still can do.
What do you remember about when Make-A-Wish came into your life? You were a teenager at the time. Do you remember Make-A-Wish approaching you, asking you about a wish? Do you remember, what part of that process do you remember?
Yeah, so I actually had one of my nurses refer me to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I was 15 when I found out that I had my wish, which was a really exciting time. It was really exciting to be able to think about whatever I wanted and wish for that, because I was going through a lot at that point. When I was 15, I had one of my last surgeries, so it was kind of this time in my life where I was wrapping up my medical journey, going into that last surgery, hoping that it would be the last one, and thankfully it was. So it was really kind of this relief to also be granted this wish, something to look forward to after my surgery was done, as a way to celebrate, as a way to really just be a kid again. When you are a kid in the hospital, you don't really have the same childhood that every other, you know, I don't want to say, like, healthy kid has. And so it was kind of a way for not only me to celebrate everything that I had gone through, but also for my family too, because just that December, we were all in the hospital together celebrating Christmas, because that was when I had one of my surgeries. And that just puts a lot of strain on not only the kid, but also the whole entire family. So it was really nice to be able to look forward to that wish in the summer.
What do you remember about choosing your wish? Were there other possibilities? Was your eventual wish the winner? Was it a clear winner? Was it the only option? What was it about the process that you remember?
Yeah, so we had our wish granter volunteer come to our house. Her name was Fran. She was a big part of the wish granting experience. And I was a 15-year-old girl obsessed with boy bands, so there was a part of me that did kind of want to meet Harry Styles from One Direction because that was something I was really into. But I also just had this really deep desire to travel, to see the world. That's not something that I had the opportunity to do growing up so sick. And so, yeah, that was really at the top of my mind, was that I really just wanted to travel and see the world.
Was there, I know travel is still a part of your life and we'll get into that, but were there destinations that were on your list, and how'd you ultimately decide on what you ultimately decided on?
Yeah, so I don't know, I can talk about my wish now. Yeah. I ended up going on a Mediterranean cruise. Yeah. And the countries that I chose were Italy, Greece, Croatia, and Turkey. And I just thought that those locations were so cool and unique. I'd never really heard of people traveling to Turkey. And so I wanted to use my wish to really experience cultures that I'd never experienced before. Just learn about new places. And so that's kind of how I decided on those countries.
Mm-hmm. And then following that Christmas that you talked about, following your final surgery, you traveled in the summer and you went with your family. And before we started recording, we were looking through your photo album, which you have, and your family's in a lot of those pictures. How did that add to the experience to have your family enjoy it with you? I know you would always go with other people, but you're a very close-knit family, and that must have added something to that.
Yeah, like I said, I am very close with my siblings. My mom is a single mom, so I grew up just the kids and her. And like I said, you know, having an illness as a child is something that really does affect the entire family. It's not something that the child experiences alone. And they were always my support system growing up. Like I said, when I had surgeries, they were there. They flew to Boston to see me. And I remember very, very specifically, very vividly that Christmas, having my surgery and just feeling so exhausted and worn down and just tired of this constant having surgery, having it fail, and then going back to reevaluate, going to new doctors. But then once my siblings had arrived, just feeling this like new energy, inspired. And so that's kind of like how important my siblings are to me, is because those were the people that were like my main support system. Mm-hmm. And just having them there by my side, like I felt such a shift in the energy, and, it was just really special to be able to bring them on my wish, because mm-hmm. I know that having a sick sister is not easy. So that was really special.
When you were choosing your wish, how important was it to think about your brother and your sister and your mom and how they could experience that as well?
Yeah, it was super important. Like I said, I wanted something that we could all experience and enjoy together, and just make those memories, outside of a hospital room, something that we could really just forget about everything that I had gone through, and really just focus on healing and, just enjoying time that didn't feel like we needed to worry about my medical issues or anything like that. So it was really, really special to be able to bring them and enjoy that as a family.
Then the limo comes and picks you up. What was that like?
Yeah, I had never been in a limo before. So when the limo driver came to my house, knew my name, knew everyone in my family's name, it was so special. I felt like I was getting the VIP treatment, and every little detail about my wish felt like that. I am just in awe of how special that the wish granters make wish kids feel. Every single person along the way knew my name. They were expecting me. They had small little details just to make me feel that much more special. So everyone on the cruise ship knew my name. They had little notes in my room every morning with little treats or trinkets. And they let me meet the captain of the ship, which is a huge deal.
Yeah.
I always love to cook, so they let me actually go back and meet the chef on the cruise ship. So yeah, it was just, when you get a wish, I think people often think, oh, you just get this wish and then let the kid go on the wish and they forget about it. But Make-A-Wish really does so much more to make that wish so much special, like so special. And it really just makes you feel, yeah, like you are that very important person getting the VIP treatment. And after just spending so long in the hospital, it's really nice to kind of let go and let yourself feel pampered and and feel special.
Yeah. So you got to choose the ports of call, and why that those, and then did it sort of meet your expectation for what this was going to be?
Yeah. So once I started doing some research on like different places that I could go to, I just thought that those were like the most exciting and special ones. I also looked at some of like the excursions. So in Venice, we got to go like on a gondola ride. When we were in Croatia, we got to swim in Krka National Park. And so these were things that were just kind of on my bucket list, and I had really been looking forward to experiencing. And like I said before, when I was in and out of the hospital, it just wasn't something that was, you know, possible health-wise nor budget-wise. And so it was really exciting to be able to kind of look through the cruise catalogs and see what experiences they had. And yeah, those are still things that I talk about now, being able to like swim in Krka National Park or go through the markets in Turkey. It's really, really special experience.
Was there any point during that cruise or any of those excursions or any of the fun things that you did where you thought about your illness, you thought about being sick, you thought about the time in the hospital and all of the things that that have been challenges to you? Did that ever sort of creep in and you think, how did I get here?
I think, like I said, having a chronic illness, sometimes it's hard to disconnect and get away from the whole world of doctors and surgeries and hospitals. But going on an experience this special really allowed me to kind of get away from that, and just be fully present and, do something that I had just always wanted to do, which was to travel and see the world and experience new places. And like I said, I had that last surgery in December, and then I had my final one, that April. And so it was pretty freshly, like out of that last surgery, like still had the scars and everything, like very fresh and healing. I still needed to take care of my physical body, but mentally it was just such a nice break to just check out and really enjoy that awesome experience.
Yeah. Your wish was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you stole the photo album with actual pictures in it, photos of people, most people, it's all digital, but what things do you remember about your wish that, you know, may not hit other people's radar and might not be these huge highlights, but were special to you?
Yeah, I think just being able to create those memories with my family, with my siblings. We still talk about our trip, how, you know, we had a short layover in between flights, so we were all running together. And it's just those travel memories and stories that like I hold really dear, and I think make travel like really exciting and fun, and also just make you grow as a person. I think anytime you step foot out of this country, you're going to grow as a person. So not only was it really like a celebration of this kind of turning the page in my health journey, but it was also me being 16, you know, never having traveled to these countries, to Europe before, as a way to, yeah, really like learn about myself and kind of what I ended up loving and like kind of how I ended up in my career, actually. Yeah. So it really, yeah, ended up being a very wholesome and awesome, fulfilling experience.
Mm-hmm. So you talked about that. Let's talk about your post-wish, Make-A-Wish career, because you are still involved in Make-A-Wish and have been basically since your wish. So talk about that. Talk about why it was important for you to be a part of this organization that provided that wish experience, and you know how that journey has come for you.
Yeah, my wish was just such a special experience for me and my family, just to really give us like hope looking forward, and just a break from everything that I had dealt with my whole life. And so actually that year I was a junior when I went into my senior year of high school, I started a Kids for Wish Kids Club, which is where you raise money with different fundraisers in high school. And so I did that my senior year of high school. And then when I was in college, I interned for the Make-A-Wish Foundation under our National Alliances team. So that was a really cool experience, just getting to learn a little bit more about the ins and out of the nonprofit world, of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and also getting to help with a few different wishes, which was so, so special to be a part of other kids' wishes, and also just to understand all of the detail that goes into those wishes. Like I said, it wasn't just my wish that they paid so much attention to, so many little details that made it so special, but it's every single wish that Make-A-Wish grants. And then now I'm actually officially a wish grantor. So I just finished my training for that, and I will hopefully be assigned a wish very, very soon. And I'm super excited to be able to really give back to an organization that gave so much to me, and really just make that impact in other people's lives.
It must be a full circle kind of a journey there to now be a wish grantor. And I know you told me that, you know, because you've been on the other side of it, you have a special perspective on the wish granting experience from the volunteer side. Can you talk about that a little bit and your point of view on that?
Yeah, I think it's really important for me just to give back. But it's also this really special connection that you end up having with the families, with the wish kids, because you know, I might not understand exactly what they're going through, but I do know a little bit about what it's like to be a kid in the hospital, to be a sick kid, how it impacts a family. And so to be able to really relate to my, you know, the wish kids that I'm working with, is super important to me. I think it's really easy to feel isolated and alone when you're going through something like this. And if I can offer a little bit of peace or a little bit of just knowing that they aren't alone, that somebody who has gone through what they've gone through has kind of like made it out the other side. I think that's a really special and unique position that I'm coming to this volunteer opportunity with. And I just hope that I can make people feel a little bit less alone.
We ask our wish granters all the time, you know, or tell them that, you know, the little things matter and the special touches matter. And you got to experience that as a wish kid. So I guess I know the answer to the question, but how do you think that'll form your volunteer experience?
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's just so much more, I think it helps people feel understood in a time in your life that you can maybe just feel so misunderstood and so alone. I know that that's definitely a feeling that I felt when I was a kid, that like nobody understood, that the adults around me didn't understand, and truly they didn't. Nobody knew what it was like to go through what I went through. And so if I can connect with a kid and tell them that, hey, I get it, I see you, I know how you feel, I think that would have been so meaningful to me as a kid. And if I can be that person for another kid, then I would love that opportunity. And so I think that's really the most special part of this whole thing.
You mentioned your wish granter, Fran Garfunkel, and Fran is still an extremely active wish granter. So you may get the opportunity to work with her on a wish, and that's another full circle moment that I'm sure will be a pretty neat experience.
Yeah, that would be so amazing to grant wishes together with Fran. That would be amazing.
Yeah. So let's talk about your career. You know, so your career is travel inspired. In fact, a lot of things that you've done, your post wish have been travel inspired. You've been a travel person your whole life. So tell us what you're doing now.
Yeah. So I really feel like this travel bug that I caught kind of started with this this wish and the ability to travel to 4 different countries on a cruise. And since then, I've been working in international education. So I've been leading programs with high school students, like adventure and service programs. I did that in Costa Rica, Hawaii, Vietnam, and Ecuador. And then I taught English in Spain for a year and lived with the host family. And then this past year, I was an academic advisor in Costa Rica for a study abroad program. And so I call it kind of my accidental career in education and international education. But it just feels like the absolute perfect fit for me. I love working with students. I think it's so rewarding to be able to see how much they grow and transform from the second they land in a country to when they leave. I think it's a very similar transformation that I went through when I was 16 and I went to these new countries that I had never been to before. And so I think that's kind of how I ended up in this career. And I just think it's super fulfilling. And I think travel is just a really important aspect of that, like, personal growth journey that I hope all of my students get to go on.
Mm-hmm. How often do you talk about your wish?
Quite often. I love sharing it. I know it sometimes can be a little bit uncomfortable because maybe people ask a little bit more about your medical history and things like that. And I think actually there's a little bit of a misconception that people don't know that Make-A-Wish also grants wishes to kids who are chronically ill. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes I have to explain that. But I love sharing just everything that the Make-A-Wish Foundation did for me and how special it was, and also how I've been able to be involved with the Make-A-Wish Foundation afterwards, because I think maybe people don't know that it's really not too difficult to get started in giving back, and it's really such a special thing that you can do with your time.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your inspiration and being a part of Make-A-Wish since your wish, all of the different things that you've done and got to experience, and now you get to experience being a wish grantor, and that's a really neat full circle moment for us as well, to have wish kids or wish parents become wish grantors. And your first wish with Fran is going to be neat for us, because that's, you know, that wish kid and wish grantor experience is a special one. And the wish grantors have told us that they get a lot more out of it than they give into it. And so when those relationships form and then can come back, years later, that's a really neat part of the wish experience. Well, Maya, we thank you for being here with us today. We thank you for being such a great advocate for us, and looking forward to bigger and better things as you get along your Make-A-Wish career and your career in general, and wishing you always the best of health.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Maya, and thank you for listening to this special episode of World of Wishes, produced by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida. To learn more about how you can help make more wishes like Maya's come to life, visit us at wish.org/SFLA. We also ask for your help in supporting this podcast by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you get your podcast, and tell a friend. You can also listen to our archive shows at worldofwishespodcast.org.